this is Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria 91.9, KTCB Tillamook 89.5, and coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world. Squamish? Seashell? Lander? San Jose, Costa Rica? New York? California? Wyoming? And if you're lucky, right here in the Pacific Northwest and more exactly in the Lower Columbia region, where you get to take advantage of all of the fabulous arts that you're going to be hearing about on this Arts Live and Local program. This is Carol. Today is April 12th. It is partly sunny with a high near. It was adjusted from 55 to 60, but it's actually 56 now. Rain for the next few days, rain and showers with 50s in the daytime and 40s in the evening. Beautiful, beautiful weather right here on the coast. And Arts Live and Local is brought to you in part by Columbia River Coffee Roasting, wholesaling fresh roasted coffees since 1992 at 279 West Marine Drive, the Old Finnish Meat Market, with Three Cups Coffee House up front, espresso, coffee, homemade baked goods, Wi-Fi, and gifts open every day. Got a fun music and art show. No writers. We ran out of writers after last week's incredible show. And I want to start out with a little music from my first guests. Thanks for being here, folks, on KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook.
Wow, that is
somewhat mind-blowing since I have the two performers sitting right here in the studio with me, and that was just gorgeous. And they look like normal people.
Thank you. That's good
Whoa,
to hear.
That was wonderful. Spire Duo is here with me, and that would be Andrew Pham on the piano and Emma Rose Lynn soprano. And they will be playing and singing tonight at the Performing Arts Center, that's 16th and Franklin in Astoria. The show is at 7:30 p.m., and it's called Her Light Escape, Art Songs for Piano and Soprano in English, which is wonderful. And tomorrow they've got a master workshop for singers and pianists. So I am delighted to welcome you both to Coast Community Radio. Hi, Emma.
Hi. Thank you so much for having us.
You bet. And Andrew.
Hello. Thank
Good.
You.
Good. And Andrew was the major communicator, I must say. Good mm-hmm. job.
Thank you. Okay. It's great to be back.
So you have been here.
I have been in Astoria a few times now. And the first time was with Cascadia Chamber Opera. And that was back in 2015. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, I guess a couple other occasions gave me the opportunity to come back. So I'm glad to be here again.
Have you been on KMUN before?
I have not been, so.
Aha. And Emma, have you been on KMUN?
I haven't. This is actually my first time in Astoria.
Wow. Have either of you been on radio before?
No.
No.
Oh, my God. Folks, we have double virgins. double, because neither of them have ever been on KMUN or on radio. Congratulations.
Thanks.
That's it.
It's good to be making our debut here.
I am thrilled. So, what does an art song mean? What does it mean to say art songs?
Yeah, no, that's a really fantastic question. So art song is a genre of classical music, and basically any composer that may write vocal music. And often the most familiar to us is opera, which is a grand story
right.
that's told on stage with mm-hmm. music and dance and stagecraft. And art song is any singular poem that's set to music. So any standalone poem, like tonight we're singing Robert Frost's really familiar poem, walking through this...
Stopping by Woods.
Stopping by the Woods on a snowy evening.
Are you singing
and
that?
We are singing that tonight. And so any poem like that can be set to music.
So who sets it to music?
The composer does. So oftentimes that's a... depending on when the poem was written, it may be a live composer and a live poet working together to decide mm-hmm. what they want. And in the case of, I would say, most of the pieces on this program, the poet and composer, they're from different times.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it's up to the composer to make those decisions of how the poem should be set to the music.
That's quite a responsibility, isn't it? I mean, to take someone's poem whom you don't know and you haven't had a chance to get their opinion on how they would like it done.
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever done that, Andrew? Have you composed for...
Once in my lifetime. And that was the last time.
It wasn't a thrilling experience.
It was thrilling. I just think I haven't wanted to try again.
I see. And is it always in that direction? The musician takes the poem and creates music as opposed to the other way around?
As far as I know, at least for this genre of art song, that's usually how it goes. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if there are, you know, poets out there who have been inspired by great works of classical music
mm-hmm.
and written poetry inspired by the music. And
mm-hmm.
so, but yeah. But that's usually how it goes
because
for this genre.
Very often when you've got a band, it goes in both directions.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's interesting to hear what, because I have heard the term art song many times. This is the first time I've gotten a real Solid. Do you both or either play and sing other kinds of music? Emma's shaking her head.
Yeah, yes. I do. I really enjoy folk music, and I have another duo with my partner, actually, who's a cellist, and we do kind of a combination of arrangements of classical music, and then we write some of our own music, and he amplifies his cello, and I amplify my voice, and we do all sorts of funky things.
Have you recorded?
We haven't yet, no. Okay. We're about a year into our collaboration.
I'm still trying to figure out why you look so familiar.
I know.
Maybe that's how
we know each other.
And how about you, Andrew?
I would say that every once in a while, I might be exposed to other styles just from being in my profession as a freelance pianist. Uh-huh. But I wouldn't necessarily claim any other genre as a specialization.
So what does that mean, a freelance pianist? So did you study piano?
Yes, I studied piano in school.
From how old?
I think I had my first piano lesson when I was 6 or 7. Mm-hmm. And for much of my childhood up until senior year of high school, it was just a hobby thing. And then all of a sudden I had this thought, I really like music. I wonder if I should do something with it.
That's great.
Yeah. So then I went on to college to do music.
So when you were in school, mm-hmm. were you playing classical music?
In college? Yeah.
No, I mean before that, when it was still a hobby.
Only dabbling, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so when I started having thoughts of considering, I think I was only even considering majoring in music. I'm not sure if I even thought professionally. That's when I started, you know, playing catch up in the classical side.
What gave you the audacity to think that you might be able to make music your life?
I don't know if I had that audacity, actually. I really just took the path of, you know, I mean, and this is from someone who was a college-bound, a high school junior, high school senior, wondering what to do with life, and just thinking, yeah. I'll just see what happens and go until doors close.
Good for you. Did you get did you get family support?
I did. I was really nice. Fortunate.
Very yeah. nice. Yeah. Very nice. And it's worked out for you.
Yeah. So far, the doors haven't closed. So
there you go. Okay.
Still going.
Freelance, though, means that you pick up jobs with different groups?
Yeah. Freelance means that every month looks different. Every week, every day looks different. And I will often get calls from or emails from people asking to play for different functions, and it can be a lot of small town type of things. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of work at the university for mm-hmm. students there, and you know, occasionally for high school students doing competitions and things like that.
So I'm just thinking that you need to be an open, flexible person in order to live this way without having a nervous breakdown. Some
yes.
people need to know exactly when they're going to work and where the paycheck's coming from.
Right, right.
And you don't.
Weirdly enough, I feel very comfortable with that instability.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Emma, what about you? Where is singing? Because your voice is beautiful and mature, and I have no idea how old you are. I would have placed you much younger until I heard your voice, and now I'm completely confused. So what's your musical?
Thank you.
Background.
I always love to sing. I'm 28 now, so
you are young.
Yeah, and okay. I've been, you know, singing my whole life, mostly in community theater and things mm-hmm. like that. And I got really interested in singing in choir in high school, and then I went to college and, you know, wanted to be a diplomat, and I was really interested in languages. So I was like, not that music thing, but I had a couple professors kind of, you know, take me by the arm and, you know, just kind of tugged me in one direction and really encouraged me and kind of
nice.
Helped me see that it was possible. And mm-hmm. so I started taking it a lot more seriously in college. And so I've been taking voice lessons since, you know, seriously since about my junior year of college. So somewhat.
So
know,
both of
decade,
you
decade.
Actually made these huge life decisions pretty late.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know,
for our
high
industry,
school, college.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah,
yeah,
exactly. And do you also move around with your singing?
Yeah.
Or freelance?
Yeah, I do. I sing freelance. So I do a combination of solo things, and I also do some professional choral work, which is kind of a newer industry in the United States. And those things can happen all over the country. I also really love Baroque music, so I do a lot of Baroque music, which is with period instruments and gut strings and really natural gestures.
So tell folks what they're going to hear tonight, for example.
Yeah, so tonight is a program of music that Andrew and I kind of curated together based on this idea, and it was Andrew's idea to begin with, about the seasons of the year and kind of using those and choosing poems that reflect the different seasons and kind of creating, encapsulating the year where each song is a little element of the human experience, but then put those all together and you have 16 songs that kind of walk you through the year. And so it's been a real joy to kind of to discover these pieces. Do you want to talk about?
Sure. And the idea was that the songs are not just about physical descriptions of the seasons themselves, but it just kind of happened that because of the nature of some of these poems, that they offer insights or views into seasons of our lives, so to speak. So there's nice. That kind of aspect. And for both Emma and I, we felt it was really important to make sure that these songs also had a sense of narrative arc throughout the entire program. So if you're coming tonight to hear it, I would encourage that you listen for that story that's kind of written underneath the program.
Lovely, lovely. Tonight, this very evening, at 7:30 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center in Astoria, that's 16th and Franklin. Get there a little bit early. You can get your tickets at the door. And, and I do want to mention, are you giving a master class? Is that happening tomorrow? Yes?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that is from 10 to 11:30 in the morning, also at the PAC.
Yes.
And I presume you can talk to our artists tonight. Or if you're not there tonight, just show up tomorrow morning. Is that the idea?
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, 10 to 11:30 tomorrow morning, master class for singers and pianists. Wow, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much for coming to Astoria. Thanks for coming to KMUN. Congratulations on the concert and on being radio stars now as well.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful. My guest, Spiro Duo. How do you say?
Spire Duo.
Spire Duo. You know what? That's my handwriting. I have no one else to blame. I wrote it down. Spire Duo. Where does the name come from? Duo I have. What's the Spire?
Spire is, I got it from Inspire and Expire, kind of breath, and the breath is really important to our work, and so
beautiful.
It came from that. And
Nice. Spire Duo. And you can find them at spireduo.com. Emma Rose Lynn, soprano, and Andrew Pham on piano this evening. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, stay tuned, folks. I have some music from True Life Trio. They will be at Kala this Sunday at 7:30 p.m. You can get tickets at libertyastoria.org or hopefully at the door as well. They are beautiful. Oh, That is the fabulous True Life Trio, and they again will be at Kala, that's 1017 Marine Drive in Astoria, Sunday evening at 7:30 p.m. And that's three of the members, I'm not sure if they are still members of Kitka, but they were, and they may still be as well. And they sing in many languages. And now, some folks who sing in, I don't know how many languages they sing in, probably five, because sometimes you can't understand them, so you can credit any language you want to it. But today, they're going to be singing in one language. Of whom am I speaking? Midas Diggs, who else, of course. And that would be Derek Moore and
Celeste Olivares.
I knew the Olivares part. I always get the Estelle and the Celeste mixed up because it's really the same name, just move the letters around a little
almost
bit. And the last one, the voice you heard, who's a little bit concerned right now, is Graham Nystrom. And
damn.
Nothing to be concerned about. There's no concern here.
He's
keep
not
walking,
nervous so or anything.
Keep moving. Move along.
So this band has been just moving right along, and it's very exciting. Derek, when did you start making this music? I know you've had the dream. You had the dream of having a band for years.
I wrote the songs on the album 5 years ago, at least 6 years ago, and recorded the album over 2.5 years, and that was done last summer.
And that album, how many people were on that album, Derek?
7 or 8, maybe.
Okay.
Guest musicians. The drummer Mike and myself were the main two that did that.
And Mike is in Midas Diggs
yes,
as well.
He just couldn't be here today.
What's his last name?
Morrow. Mike,
right.
Morrow. And
Morrow.
Andrea Mazzarella is our bass player and backup singer. She's also not here today.
That's true, which is a good thing because we have three mics and three people, and and these three people are not even close to being radio virgins. So that's I'm not talking about anything else. You missed it. My last two guests were double virgins.
Double virgins.
Hello. So Derek and Celeste and Graham are here. They are playing tonight at the Labor Temple, which is on Duane and
9th.
Is it 9th?
Between 9th and 10th.
Yeah. You can't miss it. It's on the Riverside, and it's on Duane. And so the show is at 9:30, which is great because you can do double duty tonight if you wish. Triple if you want to go out to dinner first, or however you want to do it, just be at the Labor Temple at 9:30 p.m. What are we going to do tonight? What are you going to do tonight? I'm going to be in the audience enjoying myself. What are you doing?
We're playing some great tunes. We're playing our songs off the album Sovereign, and quite a number of new songs because Graham has written some music, and so we've introduced three new songs of his.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I wrote songs 5 years ago too, Carol.
and what happened to them, Graham?
They sat on a shelf until the perfect band came along.
Well, you know, it sounds like you and Derek had the same dream, only Derek got his album out first. But
We are making each other's dreams come true. It's true. That's how we think of it.
Wait a second while I play my violin here. Well, I have invited them to actually play and sing a tune, and I know nothing about what they're going to do. I've just got my fingers crossed. It's going to sound good. What are we going to hear?
Well, this is a tune that I wrote about 5 years ago called Is It Easy For You? ? And it's about this, that, and the other.
Okay. And note that it was written 5 years ago, so whatever it says does not pertain. Does that mean that it does not pertain to your life today? Or
you know, one of the aspects of truly universal timeless art is that it stands the test of time, and I think that if my songs are done after 5 years, if that's the shelf life, then I should obviously not quit my day job, which I haven't done yet anyway, but
damn right.
We're all keeping our day jobs.
Yeah, Carol would never let me do that.
Never. No. In case you haven't picked it up, Graham Nystrom happens to be the station manager here at Coast Community Radio, so he has no option but to keep his day job.
And it's shameless self-promotion hour.
Absolutely.
But this is kind of like a groovy, bluesy sort of a thing.
Well, the reason I mention that, though, is that some people write you know, about a particular incident that happens in their life, a sudden romance, a sudden breakup, a death, or something like that. But are you saying that even if that's the case, it should be transferable or it should have a longer...
Archetypal, if you will.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody's going to go through different things at different times. Hopefully they find your song when it makes sense to them.
Okay.
Even though the songwriter wrote it a long time ago, hopefully it's a universal experience for whoever's experiencing that at that moment.
Sounds good. Graham, are you going to be singing and playing?
I'm going to sing
guitar,
and play.
Yep. And Derek singing, mm-hmm. and Celeste singing.
All right.
I'm bringing the mics down. Okay. Because we're going to hear a lot of music. This is Midas Digs. You can hear them live tonight, 9:30, at the Labor Temple in Astoria. Right now, you're hearing them on KMUN, Astoria, KTCB, Tillamook.
Is it easy for you to pick it up? Is it easy for you to make it out? Do you hear the crows squawking up in the trees? Watch the clouds burn off in the heat. Is it easy for you? Let it go. Is it easy for you to tune it out? Do you hear the crows squawking up in the trees? Wonder what all that squawking. Dumpsters filling up with everything I don't need. A homeless man collecting cans can't get no relief. Do you hear the crows squawking? Clouds burn off in the heat. Feel a breeze. next time that we'll meet. You may have to be in the next life.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
That's beautiful. Beautiful.
World debut tonight at the Labor Temple.
It's fun to have Graham sing along with us.
Yeah. So world debut was, you just did it.
We did it, but we didn't do the full song because there's solos and other things.
Okay. There's a phenomenal solo, because Graham is a very talented
That was the world debut, though, unless you've done it somewhere else before.
Well, we did it on Monday on Jessamine's show, didn't we?
We did. That's right.
Okay.
Okay. Let's say world debut live.
Live.
Live in concert, not in the studio.
Now, that was, yeah. I mean, I didn't even have to take my earphones off or anything. I've heard this Midas Digs band in times, and it can get pretty raw.
Fingers are in her ears.
In a good way. Yeah.
I keep earplugs in my pockets at all times. Not for you. Just. In general,
we're doing a first set that's a little more mellow, and then a second set that you're going to be digging into your back pocket and pulling out the plugs.
Okay, yeah. Okay. The show starts at 9:30, and isn't it 21 and over though?
Yes. I'm afraid it is.
It's a bar.
Yeah.
So you do need to be. Well, you don't need to be mature, but you do need to be 21. And it's going to be fabulous. Midas Digs, that was Graham Nystrom's song with him on guitar and vocals. Derek Moore on vocals. Celeste Olivares on vocals. And then Mike Morrow will be on drums. And Andrea Mazzarella is on bass and
vocals
as well tonight. And of course, Derek plays guitar as well, of course.
And I want to say, Carol, I'm grateful to these guys for encouraging me to step up as a vocalist, because guitar is my stronger instrument and my voice is, you know, I don't have the most confidence. And these guys are amazing singers and vocalists. And so it's
a
joy to get to, you know, rise to the occasion with them.
The more singers in the band, the better.
It sounded beautiful.
Thanks, Carol.
I hope it sounded as good on you who are listening at home or in the car as it did to me with my earphones on. And I know that tonight it's going to sound amazing because the whole band will be there. And what could be better than live music? Midas Digs, do you have any more gigs?
Midas Gigs.
Not set up yet.
Gigs.
You know, I think we're going to play the block party at Pride this year.
Yes, we are.
Oh,
that is correct.
That'll be cool. Yeah. So that's in June, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And we'll do some fun stuff at the Pride Gala as well.
Nice.
Early June. That's the day before Friday.
Okay.
Oh, and then Derek and I are going to play a tune, and then Celeste is singing a song on the 15th, Monday.
10:15.
Peer Pressure Productions.
Peer Pressure.
Oh, you're
coming up on Monday.
So,
is April 15th, which is this Monday.
That's right. So we're each doing a song. This is Peer Pressure Production, 10:15 commercial, 10:15 in the morning, and 7:15 in the evening, because they figure 10:15 is too late for people who happen to have jobs. Graham.
We won't be on
as a band, but there are select members of the band who are participating.
Excellent. Yeah. It's going to be wonderful. This is all singing, and there are going to be some wonderful local singers.
That's a great lineup.
I was checking that out. So.
And we hope you'll come tonight and dance on the dance floor.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And party with us, because we have a great time playing music together.
It'll be danceable. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
It will be. So thank you so much for coming in. Thanks for making the music.
Thanks, Carol.
Thank you, Carol.
Another album that's going to happen with all this new music?
Well, there's a new recording studio in town, so I think we know where it's going to get
recorded,
if nothing else.
Yes, we do have.
Even I know.
Yeah.
That's another thing tonight. We'll be working on some new songs that we've just written, haven't even finished writing.
Great.
We will be playing them tonight just for the fun of it and just to give you a taste of some new stuff.
Excellent. And, of course, audience feedback is always welcome unless it's negative.
Exactly. That's right.
Keep your criticism constructive.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Carol.
Derek Celeste and Graham Midas Digs tonight at the Labor Temple, 9:30. And stay tuned, KMUN Astoria. I have a tune from Pretty Gritty. They're at the Peninsula Performing Arts Center tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. And that's in Long Beach. and have a listen. And then I've got a whole gaggle of high schooler artists coming in.
By the riverside, she went downstream, drifted under the maple and the birch trees, and the orange, red, and yellow falling leaves. David took her to his secret place.
Okay, that was pretty gritty, and again, they are going to be tomorrow night at the Peninsula Performing Arts Center in Long Beach. That's April 13th at 7 p.m. You know, they usually have an open mic the night before, so there might be an open mic there tonight, and they always have a good show. It's a small venue, so get in there and enjoy. Pretty Gritty is a terrific, terrific duo, and you know that now. Or perhaps you already knew it because you just heard them right here on KMUN Astoria, 91.9 KTCB Tillamook, 89.5 coastradio.org. And by the way, if you're listening on some kind of a handheld device, as they say, put it on the TuneIn app and check on KMUN, and you've got us wherever you want to go. On the other hand, if you don't have a cell phone, thank you. I don't either, so I don't always get that right. I have a room full of beautiful artists, five of them. One is a little bit older, not much, but a little bit older than the others. And that would be Andy Sterling. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Carol.
And Andy is with the Astoria Visual Arts, and she wears a few hats. In this case, she is the coordinator, am I right, for
That's right.
What is the exhibit called?
The title of the exhibit this year is For Love of Illusion.
Okay.
And it is the Clatsop County High School Art Show. So it's representing five different schools in Clatsop County this year.
And that would be, let's see, Napa?
Napa, Warrenton, Astoria High School, Gray High School, and Homeschool.
Okay. Oh, I didn't find out. You're AHS, right?
Yes.
Okay, so, and Andy is also a practicing artist.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, a professional artist. I guess you still practice, but you're also
always practice.
Right.
Yes.
And with you are four younger artists. Now, explain to us, this is an annual event.
This is an annual event. This art show is just one of a part of what Astoria Visual Arts does for high school artists in the county as part of the Miss B. Johnson Fund.
That came from Noel and Pat Thomas.
Exactly.
Yes.
This is year three for this program.
Beautiful.
So this year the show has 116 high school artists. It's a huge show.
Wait a second. Okay. I'm in shock because it's taking place at the AVA Gallery, which is 1010 Duane Street.
Yes.
And how many did you say?
116. So I structured the show differently this year.
I provided
all of the artists with a 12-inch by 12-inch wood panels.
Wonderful.
And allow for a whole lot of space and a uniform exhibition.
Excellent. Yeah, I was trying to figure out how you could possibly fit that much in.
It's looking like a really beautiful show.
Oh, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And a lot of diversity.
Yes.
And we're going to start. I'm just going to introduce. Actually, I'm going, even though I have the names written down, I'm going to let each of you say your own name so we make sure we get it right, and which high school you're at, and what year you're in school. Isabella?
My name is Isabella Morrill. I'm a junior at Warrenton High School.
My name is Lily Roberts. I'm a senior at Napa High School.
My name is Kendra Littell. I am a junior at the Astoria Alternative School.
My name is Grace Peeler, and I am a sophomore at Astoria High School.
Okay. Well, that was the answer to my first question. I was going to ask whether it was only for upperclassmen. And Grace just answered that. You're a sophomore.
Yes.
Do I take it that all of you have been studying art in school or at home? You can jump right in. Jump on the mic.
I really didn't do art until, my sophomore year, so last year, when I was kind of forced to take a pottery class, and it's just something I fell in love with doing and really enjoyed, so I continued to do it. But before then, I never really took any art classes or was very artistic at all.
So, what did you fall in love with?
I really liked throwing and all that, but it really took me going off on my own and doing sculptures and just letting my creativity just kind of go into sculpting faces and bodies and things like that to really realize that that's what I love to do, and that's where that was a great outlet for me.
Great. Now, in this show, have you been able to use ceramics?
Yeah, I sculpted a face and like a couple little other pieces and mounted it to the wooden board so it can be hung up. So I did use ceramics for that.
Okay, nice. Who else?
So I've always been
Tell us who you are.
Oh, I'm Isabella. I've been doing art my whole life because my mom was a professional artist back in her home country, Finland. And like every day after school, like during grade school and everything, I would always ask her to draw me something different. And I would like study those pieces of art. And like I kind of got my inspiration from like her talent. And
so did you start making art as well while she was making
art? Yeah, we would always like do art together, just like sitting at the kitchen counter and It's just really good memories from that. So that's always kind of been the inspiration for my art.
And
so.
Have you taken art in school as well?
I actually haven't. It's never been available for my schedule. But
But there is art. There are art classes.
We finally got
in
a
Warrington.
good okay. art program.
Okay. So. Because I know that Astoria and Napa, I believe, have really good art programs. I don't know about Gray. And I didn't know about Warrington, so.
Gray School is a pretty good art program, in my opinion.
I'll speak from my unbiased opinion. I'm the art teacher at Gray High School as well.
Okay.
That's another one of the hats that I wear for my job with Astoria Visual Arts. I provide the art program for Gray Alternative High School because there's not currently a budget for that within there.
Wonderful. Structure. This is the AVA folks, and the their website is... I think it's just
AstoriaVisualArts.com or org.
Try it out, Astoria Visual Arts.
Two options.
And
one of them will be right.
Yeah, exactly. You can find it, and it is a very rich website because AVA does so many things. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, last week I had the, speaking of Finland, they were from Iceland, little out in the water, but close by the other Nordic, one of the other Nordic mm-hmm. countries. How about you, Lily?
Art has always been a really big part of my life. My dad is a very skilled woodworker, and he would always draw out what he was going to make. And all of his stuff is, like, really beautiful and everything like that. And as a kid, I'd always watch him do that, and then sometimes he'd draw, like, comic book characters from just creating them out of his head or like just really beautiful pieces. And so I wanted to start doing that. So I started really getting into art around sixth grade, but I had been like doing little drawings and everything before that. And it's just a really big part of my family, and we always do art together.
Oh, great. So this is interesting. Both of you have a family connection with the art, and that enriches the experience. So that's, how about you, Grace?
I would say that I really kind of started art because my family's pretty type A, I guess. But, I think I was in about fourth grade and we started doing a bunch of different art lessons and I realized I really enjoyed it. So as just kept taking more art classes until, yeah.
And so what are we going to see from you, Grace, in this show?
So I'm part of the advanced drawing class at my school. And so we kind of had a assignment where it was our first assignment. He wanted us all to use, my teacher, Mr. Cherugino, wanted us to all use graphite and create a steampunk type piece for my class. So I did a type of person. Kind of steampunkified, I guess.
Tell folks.
Do you like that?
Tell folks. <couple. laughs> I love it. Kind of, sort of steampunkified. Yes. tell folks what that even means.
Yeah, I was not really aware of what steampunk was before this project. So it's kind of like Victorian styled time frame with like.
Dystopian, sort of,
yeah.
Like, after the apocalypse, kind of, I think the best way to describe it
yeah.
is Victorian.
Industrialized. Yeah, industrialized. Yeah,
industrialized.
Okay. Apocalypse, Victorian.
A Victorian woman in the industrialized apocalypse.
Yeah,
and all of this, folks, all of this on a 12-inch piece
yeah,
of wood.
Yeah, that's right.
I can't wait to see it, my goodness. Okay, what else?
I
what
have
else
a couple of things
see?
I'd like to
yes.
mention about the
Please.
Show. First of all, that all of these paintings are going to be for sale tomorrow during Art Walk, the show from 5 to 8, and it's at the AVA Gallery.
Right.
Which
this is during Art Walk,
during
so
Art
there's
going
to be lots to see. You got to take a couple of blocks detour and go over.
That's right.
To,
in the Van Dusen building where with the Maker's Space. It's the gallery on the corner of 10th and Duane, and all of the artwork from all of these artists will be for sale for $60. So very affordable price to be able to support
I didn't
and encourage
I'm
these
fine with my
artists.
I didn't know.
And also that we have a jury panel to vote for first and second place within the show, which we'll be giving cash prizes for.
Oh, wow.
But there is also a People's Choice Award so that gallery viewers can come and vote on their favorite. And at the end of the evening, we give a gift to the viewers' choice winner. And
boy,
it's usually a gift bag full of lots of local gift certificates and items that are donated from local businesses. So it's wonderful.
Fantastic. Yeah. I want to get in on this. What did you folks all decide you wanted to be part of a show? Have you been in art shows before?
For my school, it was mandatory for two main classes, drawing and photography. And I am in both of those classes and another one. So I submitted two pieces, one for photography and one of a painting.
And did either of them get in? Well, obviously one of them.
And they both got in.
They both got in. Oh, good for you. Okay. Who was the judge on this? Were you the judge, Andy?
Well, I actually allowed all entries to be submitted into the show as long as they followed the criteria and were submitted within the time frame, which I was really... The students had a lot of independence on this project. They photographed their artwork. They submitted the emails to get into the show. You know, they were responsible for all of that. And then we had a panel of judges who are going to vote for first and second place. Sally Lacaf.
Oh, Sally Lacaf.
Uh-huh.
One of my favorites.
And Roger Hayes.
Oh, great.
And Sterling Gorsuch.
Wow.
Yes.
So did you meet
a panel
folks,
of local art all-star artists?
I have these people. I've never met them, but I have definitely heard a lot.
I'm hearing like you react like, oh, that's like, ooh. Like you're like,
ooh.
And I'm just like,
these are
the cool names.
Not only are they top artists, but they're really exciting people to be making art here.
Very notorious.
So,
look into
notorious
it.
Is a negative. We're gonna make them.
No,
famous.
Not like notorious. I think
mischievous kind.
No, I didn't mean it like that, but okay. Yeah, they're
just want to get the records right. So what does it feel
now?
You're a senior, am I right?
Yes.
Okay, what do you plan to take the art with you somehow, Lily?
I will continue to do art in my everyday life after high school. Right now I'm thinking of becoming a chef, so that's another form of art.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah,
there'll always be some form of art in my life.
Good for you. How about, now you're a junior still, but what about art in your life?
For me, I think my art is more like expressed through music, because like I compose a lot of music, and so that's kind of like my form of art. Like I've always loved like using like canvases and stuff, but there's just something about music that like helps me express
myself
a lot more.
So you couldn't figure out how to get the music on the 12x12?
Exactly,
print out a sheet of like,
we've got a creative bunch here, folks. Okay, you can see that there is a lot happening. All of these four young people from sophomore to senior in high school, and they are all involved in creative endeavors and coming from the heart, and also, for love of illusion. And what did you say? 116 pieces.
That's right.
Kind of blown away. So give yourself time to get over there. Now, is this going to be just one night only?
No, the show will actually be up for the whole month.
Oh, wonderful.
In the AVA Gallery.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And one of the cool things about the AVA Gallery is that there's a lot of window.
That's right.
Yeah.
So if you're passing by in that neighborhood, that's 10th and Duane, whether or not you've gotten to be inside, definitely keep your eyes peeled on that gallery. And you may see the art of some of my guests or some of the many others who are going to be there. The reception, again, is tomorrow during Art Walk from 5 to 8 p.m. The gallery is open Fridays and Saturdays, 12 to 5, after tomorrow night. And my guests, have any of you been on radio before, by the way?
I have.
You have?
Definitely have not.
I have not.
Yeah, no, never.
Okay, and Were you here on KMUN or nothing?
Yeah, I've been here through the Astoria Opry Company. I used to do plays with them a lot, and I've been on here through that before. Okay. One other time, I think.
Okay. So and Andy's been on many times, so congratulations. And come back anytime. We have high school interns here as well. So my guests have been Grace Peeler from Astoria High School, sophomore, Kendra Littell from Gray Alternative School, and Lily Roberts from Napa High School, and Lily is the only senior. Kendra and Isabella Portillo?
Moral.
Sorry, I could be the wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry, Moral? Okay, I didn't change it. Moral. That's much easier, see, to pronounce. In Warrington, who is also a junior. Thank you all so much for coming in. Congratulations to all of you for being in the show.
Thank you.
And good luck
on... Thank you for having us.
Who knows who's going to win the prize, but I think you've already all won the prize. Mm-hmm. Seriously.
The prize of our friendship.
Friendships and sharing art with 116 pieces. All of your art is right now. Is it hung yet?
It is.
So it's all talking to each other. All that artwork. Just imagine. Beautiful.
Oh, no.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Carol.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that is, again, during Art Walk. And there are lots of galleries. I will mention Carol Smith is going to be at Tempo Gallery. The Lightbox is having their first annual PNW 40, which is 40 artists from the Pacific Northwest, many Portland, some local, and from other parts. Their shows are always fantastic. Plus, the Lightbox Files, I like that. And we also have McFarish Gallery has Morrison Pierce. Astoria Vintage Hardware has Jeff Donnelly, Imogen, Deb Stoner, Luminary, Bill Dodge, one of my faves, the man who left art forever and came right on, and Astoria, by the way, and came right on back. Riversea Gallery, I stopped over there on my way to radio, and it is a beautiful show. It's a tribute to Ursula K. Le Guin by three local artists, Christine Trexel, Sally LaCaff, and Roger Dorband, and also Jason Mayer, has new monotypes in the alcove that are quite wonderful. Month of the Young Child. Celebrate the Month of the Young Child, 1332 commercial. That's pre-K and kindergarten through third grade artists from local schools. Also, the library is showing Tongue Point and Astoria High School art during Art Walk at Expressions Through Time is the name of the show. Designing Health is showing Kim Rose Adams photographs. Folks, there are so many. The Museum of Whimsy is allegedly going to be open, which is always a fun time. And you've been listening to the Astoria Visual Arts. And so much more. I don't have any more time to tell you about them. I do want to mention that the Liberty has a Little Ballet Theater Young Choreographers tonight. Astor Street Opry, Real Lewis and Clark. This is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Peninsula Players, HMS Pinafores, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. This is the last weekend. Coaster, Living on Love. Hilltop Auditorium, Clue on stage. Labor Temple, you heard from Midas Diggs at 9:30. And Cannon Beach is running the 12 Days of Earth Day. Tomorrow, Bay City Arts Center Watercolor, Apollo Archives in Nacelle. Lightbox as part of, I just mentioned, the Art Walk, Astoria Art Walk. And the Peninsula Arts Association has the Spring Art Show Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 10 a.m., but you missed it today. Pine Grove has Timber Workers with Songs and Stories. Peninsula Pack has Pretty Gritty. And on Sunday, don't forget, 7:30, True Life Trio at Kala. And the Pioneer Presbyterian Church at 10 a.m., Palm Sunday Concert with Kim Angelis, Barinas Jones-Santano, and piano Jane McGeehan. And then on Monday, Let's see. Oh, my God. It's Peer Pressure Production, 10:15 commercial, 10:15 in the morning and 7:15 in the evening. April Love. And so much more happening. The Hoffman has Liz Cole on Wednesday evening. She is fabulous. 7 p.m. Marriage and Other Lapses of Judgment. Don't listen to that, kids. Or maybe you should. And then Thursday, we have the Labor Temple. Let's Talk About Sex. The Harbor is having a vigil on Saturday, and they're doing work for Sexual Assault Awareness Month all month. And that's it. It is time for Left, Right, and Center. Thanks for being here, folks.